各位同龄，大家平安。
Peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们下午继续在这边来守安息日，一起敬拜神。
Thank God that all of we of us are here today to obey the Holy Sabbath this afternoon.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May God bless all of us.
圣经是神的话语。
The Bible is the words of God.
它不但记录着神伟大的创造。
Not only does it record the wondrous creations of the Lord,
它也告诉我们婚姻的由来,
but also tells us the origin of marriage,
也显明了神的慈爱,
and it also manifests the love and mercy of God. 因
为神就是爱,
because God is love.
他爱每一个人,
He loves all of us,
也爱每个家庭,
and He loves all our families.
也希望这个爱能够借着家庭把这个爱绵延不绝。
And to hope that, and he also hopes that we can use this love throughout our family.
这个社会变迁很快。
The society changes very fast every day.
就像提摩太后书第三章说，末世有危险的日子来到。
Just like in 2 Timothy chapter 3, there records in end times, tribulations and bad things will happen.
因为人要专顾自己。
Because men will only care for themselves.
而且没有亲情。
And there will be no sense of family.
并且不解怨。
And they will not give mercy for others.
性情凶暴。
And they'll be very violent.
不爱良善。
And do they not find pleasure in goodness.
所以在无形中家庭就要受到很多冲击跟考验。
And without us even knowing, our family will face a lot of problems.
有时候婚姻也会亮起红灯。
And sometimes there might be problems in our marriage.
所以在耶利米书里面。
And therefore in Jeremiah.
有一句话这样说。
There is this verse that said this.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
我的帐篷毁坏，我的绳索折断，我的儿女离我出去没有了，无人再支搭我的帐篷，挂起我的幔子。这一节经文在谈到一个破碎的家庭。
This verse talks about a family that has been shattered.
这个帐篷毁坏了，绳索折断了。
And when the tent has been destroyed and the ropes have been snapped,
而且儿女离家出走,
and the sons have departed from them,
没有人支搭帐篷挂起幔子,
and no one is left now to pinch my tent or to set up my shelter.
一个人活在这个世上, 家庭是最宝贵, 最重要的。
For us, living in this world, our family is the most important thing.
婚姻也是要好好去维系的。
And we also need to carefully maintain and to keep our marriage.
所以有人说这个英文这个家这个家庭 family.
So for this word family in English.
它这个字是从父亲跟母亲我爱你这样。
And for the word F, which represents father, and F-A-M, which is father and mother, and then L-I-L-Y is I love you.
如果我们可以体会到说，这个家庭这个字就是非常奇妙的告诉我们。
So therefore from this word we can tell that it tells us of all these things.
他有父母，也有儿女。
There's father and then there's children.
那这是从婚姻开始的。
And this family starts from a marriage.
所以我们要好好去维系。
So we need to maintain this.
让这个家庭的爱是绵延不绝的。
So that this love in the family will be everlasting.
当年轻人彼此认识。
When two young people, we begin to know one another.
甚至于谈到婚嫁的事情。
And they have gone to a point which is discuss about marriage.
有的人就要讲到说，山盟海誓，海枯石烂。
And some people will start making promises about that they will not making long promises.
可是过没多久啊，
But not after a long time.
诶，这个感情就变了。
Then the relationship starts to change.
人还是很脆弱的。
Men are very weak.
那圣经也告诉我们。
And the Bible also tells us.
这个婚姻的一个制度。
This marriage.
是神特别设立的。
Has been established by our Lord.
啊，一夫一妻。
One husband and one wife.
而且他彼此之间的维系是很重要的。
And to maintain this relationship is very crucial.
啊，所以啊，这个何西阿书里面有一句话。
Therefore, in the book of Hosea, there is this verse.
我们看何西阿书。
Let's turn to Hosea.
何西阿书的第二章。
Hosea chapter 2.
啊，第二章十九节。
Hosea chapter 2, verse 19.
我必聘你，永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我，也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我耶和华。一个敬畏神的人
，A person that fears the Lord，
啊，他一定会照着神的话语。
Then he will do things according to the words of the Lord。
啊，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯来处理事情。
And he will sort out things with righteousness, justice, love, and compassion。
啊，所以这个爱本来就是应该是永不止息的。
And therefore, love is something that should be everlasting。
所以主耶稣在福音书里面。
Therefore, when Jesus in the gospel books。
啊，也提醒我们。
He also reminds us of this。
啊，我们另外看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
啊，马可福音第十章第六节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 6.
十章六节。
Chapter 10 verse 6.
起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女，因此人要离开父母跟妻子联合，两人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体。所以神配合的人不能分开。啊，这个跟马太十九章是一样的。
These few verses are just like what's recorded in Matthew chapter 19.
那这边就是我们早上有谈到的婚姻的原理。
And this is what we talked about this morning, the origin of marriage.
啊，第一个就是离开。
But first, we need to depart.
离开它的原文就是期待剪断。
Depart meaning in its original context, which means you're waiting to have to end your ties with.
啊，这个儿女在父母的啊这个养育之中
，When children are under the care of their parents，
那他长大了
，And after they grow up，
他可以另外成立一个家庭
，Then they can establish their own family，
所以就要离开父母
，So they need to depart from their parents，
所以这个离开就是要把期待剪断
，So therefore departing， which means is ending the ties，
所以这个新婚的青年哈、哦，应该要成熟。
So a newlyweds, they need to be mature.
哎，因为你已经成家，不要再让养育你的父母为你操心。
Because you have established a family of your own, therefore you should not let your parents worry for you.
哎，要学习处理事情。
You need to learn how to take care of things yourself.
哦，不要把小两口啊斗嘴，什么事情都带回来。
Do not tell your parents of the things and the little quarrels that you have with your other half.
让父母亲还是挂心着。
And let your parents worry about you.
你应该要让你生你的啊来快乐。
Then you should let the parents that gave birth to you to feel this joy.
而且更加倍的去孝顺你的父母。
And to be more filial and honor them.
因为父母有养育之恩。
Because your parents have taught you and also have raised you.
哦，两方面都是一样。
And it's the same, vice versa.
所以这个离开不是抛弃的意思，而是独立。
So when we depart from them, it does not mean we leave them, but we become more mature and independent.
那而且夫妻要彼此联合。
And the husband and wife need to reunite together.
啊，生活中要慢慢去适应。
And they need to be able to learn from one another in their daily life and to get used to each other.
好像风筝跟线。
It's just like a kite and its string.
风筝要飘的逍遥自在，拉线的也是很重要。
For the kite to fly freely up in the air, the person who pulls on that string is also important.
因为它是联合。
Because it's connected together.
好像我们吃饭用筷子。
It's just like when we use chopsticks to eat rice.
一根不像筷子。
If you only have one chopstick, then it would not be useful.
这个一双筷子，哎，很好用。
Chopsticks come in a pair, and it's very of good use.
这个也是中国人的智慧。
And this is also a wisdom of the Chinese.
哦，这个筷子就是一双的。
Chopsticks come only in pairs.
也好像针跟线一样。
It's just like needle and thread.
这个线在这个针上面可以绣出很美的图案。
And with this thread on the needle, you can make beautiful patterns.
好像一把剪刀。
Just like a pair of scissors.
它也是有一根螺丝拴在一起。
And there's a screw that screws the two blades of scissors together.
彼此之间有很美好的这个功用。
And there is good use for these two things.
所以夫妻是联合的。
So husbands and wives are united together.
而且两人是一体。
And they're of one.
圣经这里说到夫妻是不可分开。
Here the Bible tells us that they should be joined together and never separate.
因为它有一种盟约。
Because they have this vow.
所以这个盟约有涵盖着救赎。
And this vow also includes his salvation.
而且它是在神的面前，也是在父母跟人的面前做见证的。
And this vow is testified in front of God, in front of men, and also their parents.
所以圣经对婚姻的这个教导讲得很清楚。
So the teachings of marriage in the Bible has taught us guidelines very clearly.
所以人都很盼望维系这个婚姻，一生一世，永永远远。
So all men wish and hope to maintain their marriage for until the end of their days.
能够天长地久。
And to be last until the end of days.
但是有时候因为人遇到种种的问题。
But sometimes when men face different kinds of problems.
也会产生一些变化。
Then there'll be changes.
所以中国古代有一个故事。
So there is an ancient Chinese story.
就是我们很流行的有人用一条歌来谈这个你侬我侬。
And which is to use this song to talk about how much I love you and how much you love me.
因为在元朝的时候有一个画家叫做赵孟。
Because in ancient time there was this painter, his name was Zhao Meng.
他中年的时候他想要纳妾。
And in middle age he wanted to have another wife.
因为他对家中的妻子不满意。
Because he was not satisfied with the wife that he already had.
但是他的妻子知道他的丈夫心里想什么。
But the wife, his original wife, knew what the husband was thinking about.
这位聪明的妻子就写了一首诗给他。
And this wife that was very wise wrote this poem for him.
就是说把一块泥捏一个你也塑一个我。
It says, I will use clay to mold you and I.
然后将两个一起打破。
And then I will shatter these clay that together.
再塑一个你也再塑一个我。
And then to use this clay to make another you and another I.
你泥中有我，我泥中有你。
And within these clay, there's you and part of me and me and part of you.
他写这一首你侬我侬的诗就放在他的丈夫的桌上。
And therefore she completed this poem and left it on his husband's desk.
结果他的丈夫看到了。
And when her husband saw this,
很感动。
He was very touched.
所以就打消了这个不好的念头。
So he forgot about this concept, this idea that he had.
这个人彼此之间的对待。
The way you treat one another in life.
如果能够以真情相待。
If you can treat them with truth.
这个爱就是不止息的。
That this love is never ending.
所以圣经教导我们。
So the Bible teaches us.
婚姻要尊重。
We need to respect this marriage.
有的人在情人节的时候
Some people during Valentine's Day
或者是婚姻的周年纪念
Or their wedding anniversary
都会特别用一个什么礼物
They will often give a special gift.
啊，表达一种真情呐。
To show their true love.
但是，啊，比如说，啊，有人说这个结婚几年有特别的意义。
Some people say for the amount of years that you've gotten married, there's different meanings.
啊，第一年叫纸婚呐。
The first year is called marriage of like paper.
如果十年就是席婚呐，席。
Silver. And 10 years will be a marriage of silver.
25年就银婚了。
And then 25 years will be marriage of silver.
30年是珍珠婚。
And then 30 years will be marriage of pearl.
40年是红宝石婚。
And then 40 years will be marriage of ruby.
50年是金婚。
And then 50 years will be marriage of gold.
到了70年就是啊、这个60年是金钻婚。
And 60 years will be marriage of diamond.
那70年就是白金婚了。
And then 70 years will be marriage of platinum.
结婚如果到70年哦，白金婚哦，我看也差不多90多岁了。
And if you can reach 70 years of marriage, I'm sure you're about 90 something years old.
但是它有一个特殊的意义。
But there's a special meaning.
哦，就是说这个感情是很越来越坚固的。
Which means that their marriage is more and more firm and established.
第一年是纸婚嘛。
The first year because it's marriage of paper.
哦，纸也比较容易破掉。
It's very easy to tear this piece of paper up.
越来越坚固。
But as the years go by, you become more and more firm.
哦，所以婚姻应该是越来越甜蜜越好的。
So marriage should be sweeter as the days grow.
啊，印第安人有一种风俗。
For the First Nations people, they have this tradition.
啊，他们有一组啊，他们如果婚礼仪式当中，啊，这对新人哈、哦、要走过急流，一起走度过急流。
And for a certain tribe, in the part of their wedding ceremony, the two newlyweds need to walk through this fast-running stream.
那表明说，哦，这个，他们如果走过这个急流啊，村里的人啊，就为他们喝彩。
And if they can walk past this fast-running stream, then the people in the village will applaud for them.
啊，显明他们是同甘共苦、同舟共济的。
To show that they suffer together in hardships, and they will also find delight with one another.
而且是携手同行的。
And they also go through all this hand in hand.
哦，所以这个圣经里面说啊。
So the Bible tells us.
夫妻哈、哦，他是同承生命之恩的。
The couple will receive the life of salvation together.
我们来看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
啊，彼得前书。
First Peter。
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3。
啊，第一节。
Verse 1。
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样如果有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。第二节。
Verse 2。
啊，这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心，你们不要以外面的编头华带金饰穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。我们看第七节。
Let's then look at verse 7。
你们做丈夫的要按情理与妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。第一节到第七节啊。
Starting from verse 1 to verse 7。
啊，这一段经文也是圣经中很有意义的一段啊，这个婚姻的道理。
And this few verses is also a very meaningful teaching about marriage.
因为这里面说夫妻就是同承生命之恩。
Because here it tells us the husbands and wife will receive this gracious gift of life together.
哦，他不但彼此有一种啊心灵的契合。
not only they have the same mind concept,
啊，在甚至在信仰上有共同的追求，
but they also have the same pursuit in their beliefs.
它也是一种生命的共同体。
And it's also they combine in spirituality.
哦，我们今天在属灵上一起奔跑天路。
Today on this path, we walk together to the heavenly kingdom.
啊，所以这里面告诉我们。
So here it tells us,
这个夫妻之间的相处,
the way how husbands and wives should treat one another.
啊，这边提到说他是共同承受生命之恩。
Here it tells us that they're both as heirs of the gracious gift of life.
就是有另外一半还没有信主。
And even though the other half has not come to believe,
啊，能够去感化他。
And you're able to change them to become believers.
哦，这个也是很重要的。
This is something that's very important as well.
在这一段经文里面讲到啊，五个原则。
In these verses, it tells us of 5 points.
啊，第一个就是说，夫妻要彼此感化了。
The first is you need to touch one another with heart.
第二个就是彼此欣赏。
Which is the second point is to admire one another.
那第三个就是彼此体贴。
And the third is to have compassion for one another.
第四个就是彼此敬重。
And the fourth is to have respect for one another.
啊，第五个就是彼此代祷。
And the fifth is to intercede for one another.
这第一节到第七节里面。
So from verse 1 to 7.
他谈到这个。啊，这个夫妻要彼此感化。
The husbands and wives need to try to change one another.
感化当然有时候因为个性不一样。
But sometimes when you're trying to change one another, we might come in very different kinds of personalities.
一个慢半拍，一个快一拍。
A person might be slower than another in temper or whatever ways they do.
哦，那怎么样去加起来除以二？
But how do we take this together and then to make it into one.
这有时候哦，个性要去了解。
But first, we need to come to understand their characteristics and personality.
哦，所以夫妻之间啊，每个人的个性也不一样。
So between husband and wives, we all come with different personalities.
哦，有的说他是 O 型的，他是什么型的？
Some people say I'm blood type O. Some people say I'm another type of blood type.
哦，但是我们如果有道理啊，什么型都会变的啦。
And but if we have the truth, whatever type you are, it will change.
因为你自然心意就会更新变化。
Because naturally your heart will begin to change.
哦，能够效法主耶稣柔和谦卑。
To imitate just like how humble and also how meek Jesus Christ is.
哦，那感化除了个性方面，还有一个就是行为。
To change one another, not only in their personality, but in their actions and deeds.
哦，这个行为的感化。
To change a person's actions and deeds.
啊，它可以改变我们自己，也可以改变对方。
It can also change the other person and also yourself.
有一次我到一个教会去灵恩会。
There's one time which I led evangelical service.
有一个弟兄，啊，有一位先生，他刚好要那一次要受洗。
And there was this the husband which was going to be baptized.
那我就去，我们去访问。
And I went for a visitation.
那当时啊，就跟他谈话当中啊，问他说：“你这一次怎么会想要来信主？”
And during our conversation, I asked him, "Why did you decide to come to believe?"
啊，他说：“我从我妻子的身上看到耶稣。”
And he replied that because I saw Jesus. From my wife.
那这个就是感化。
And this is a way of changing them.
如果我们有机会可以听一卷这个录音带，叫做《耶稣是我新生命》。
And if we have this chance, then we can listen to this cassette, which is called "Jesus Christ is My New Life."
哦，这个就是他的见证。
This is his testimony.
因为他的丈夫说啊。
Because the husband said,
我在我妻子身上看到耶稣。
Because I saw Jesus Christ's image in my wife.
当然，妻子感化丈夫，丈夫也可以感化妻子。
Of course, if the wife is able to change and to touch the husband to change, so can the husband.
哦，所以行为的感化，再加上信仰的感化。
Not only to change them in their actions and deeds, but also their beliefs and faith.
哦，这个就是一个人哦。他的生命有在转变。
And this is when a person's life begins to change.
那夫妻也要彼此欣赏。
For husbands and wives, you need to admire one another.
这边有谈到两种的美。
Here it talks about two kinds of beauty.
一个是外面的装扮。
The first kind is the outer appearance.
妇人当然她有外面的装扮。
Of course, a woman would have outer appearance, which they would have things to make them beautiful.
因为爱美是人的本性。
Because being beautiful is a nature of human being.
但是如果加上这个内在的美。
But if you can add that to inner beauty.
这个在神的面前是极宝贵的。
In front of God, you're a great worth.
人当然有外在跟内在。
Of course, man has outer appearance and also inner.
有人说情人眼中出西施。
Some people say from the eyesight of the loved ones, you'll look beautiful no matter what.
因为你有爱什么都美了。
Because you have love, so therefore everything is beautiful.
有一个弟兄传道问他的时候。
There was a brother when the preacher asked him this.
说你喜欢什么样的对象。
What kind of sister you look for?
有什么比较你喜欢的条件。
And what are some of the criteria that you would especially look for?
他说我喜欢那个姐妹有酒窝的了。
And he said that I like a sister that has dimples.
或许他非常喜欢有酒窝的姐妹。
Maybe he especially likes sisters that with dimples.
但是酒窝或许有一天不见了怎么办？
But I asked him, what happens if the dimples disappear one day?
这是外在的嘛。
Because it's only of the outer appearance.
所以这个欣赏有内外的美。
So when you admire something, you admire the outer appearance and also there's inner.
有一个姐妹啊。
And then there's a sister.
她告诉传道说哦。
And you told the preacher this.
你如果要介绍一个弟兄的话哦。
If you want to introduce a brother to me,
我最讨厌就是晚上会开火车的。
I hate those that are late sleepers at night.
那个哦，我很害怕。晚上会打鼾呢。
I don't like a brother that would snore at night.
因为有弟兄晚上睡觉很会打鼾呢，
Because there are some brothers who snore very loudly when they sleep at night.
所以晚上好像在开火车啊。
So it almost sounds as if that they're driving this big train.
但是偏偏在介绍之后，他的另外一半就是晚上会开火车的。
But after the brother that was introduced to her, but without knowing, this brother actually was the kind that the snoring kind.
但是刚开始很不能接受。
In the beginning, she couldn't take this at all.
但是生活久了。
But after they lived together for a long time,
她可以接受了。
She was able to get used to this.
因为平常都有在开火车。
Because he would drive the train every night.
忽然间不开了，以为他断气了。
And all of a sudden, if the train stops making noises, she would think that he's out of breath.
因为那个声音听习惯了嘛。
Because she was used to that sound.
习惯她就会欣赏啊。
And once you're used to that snoring sound, you'll start to get used to it and like it.
也是很好听啊。
And she'll think to herself, it sounds pretty nice.
表示她还活得很自在。
Which means that he's living.
真的有一天没有声音了。
What if one day there is no snoring sounds anymore?
她还会着急。
And she would get worried.
所以有些事情你可以试着去接受它。
So there are some things that you can learn to get used to.
其实每一个人都有他的优点。
And therefore everyone has their virtues.
你要去欣赏。
But you just have to learn to admire and to love.
所以人跟人之间啊。
So between man and man.
最宝贵的是什么？
What is most precious?
你要欣赏他的长处。
You need to look at their virtues.
包容他的短处。
And to have compassion and to overlook their inequalities.
担当他的难处。
And then to help the problems that they have.
你也纪念他的好处。
And to remember their goodness.
夫妻如果这样很单纯嘛。
And if this is what's set between husbands and wives, it's very simple.
所以有时候为什么会去计较？
So sometimes, why do we have a type of comparison?
因为这是消极的。
Because this is something that's very sad.
那如果积极的。
But if you're willing to strive.
你会去数算对方的好处。
strive to look at the goodness of your other half.
哎，你会欣赏他。
Then you will come to admire them and to love them.
这个生活就很和谐。
Then you will have this peace within your life.
那第三就是说，夫妻要彼此体贴。
And the third point is husbands and wives should have compassion for one another.
啊，第三章的第七节说啊。
Chapter 3, verse 7, there it says,
做丈夫要按情理和妻子同住。
Husbands in the same way be considerate as you live with your wives.
这个情理是讲到婚姻的知识。
And to be considerate means that you need to know about marriage.
这个知识有很多我们都要去学习的。
And this knowledge of marriage we all need to learn.
那按情理。
And to do this with considerations.
哦，人跟人相处。
When men are with one another.
哦，要按情理。
We need to do things out of others' consideration.
哦，当然有时候你要把情放在前面。
Of course, sometimes you need to think about this feeling that you have for one another first.
显出那一份爱跟关怀。
Then love and care will show.
而且是蛮体贴的。
And then to be compassionate for one another. Compassion.
因为你刚强，他软弱。
Because you are strong and the other half is weak.
那他软弱，他需要你的关心啊。
And when they're weak, they need your help.
他需要你的扶持。
They need your support.
所以能够体贴，就显出那一份的爱。
So if you're able to have compassion for one another, then this love will show.
哦，所以再来说，夫妻要彼此敬重。
And the next is that you must respect one another.
啊，我们有一句话说，相敬如宾。相敬如宾。
There's a Chinese saying that says you treat one another with great respect.
啊，就是能够彼此敬重。
Which is to respect one another.
今天丈夫是头啊。
Today, the husband is the head of the family.
头不是高高在上的。
The head does not mean that it's way up high there.
你说啊，这个夏娃是因为肋骨造的。
You say that Eve was made out of a rib of Adam.
但是她也是受尊重的。
But she was also greatly respected.
啊，她也是被爱惜的。
She was also one that should be loved.
所以要彼此敬重。
So you need to respect one another.
最后一个就是说彼此代祷。
The next is to intercede for one another.
这里说让你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Here it says that so nothing will hinder your prayers.
祷告可以超越时间空间。
Because prayers can overcome time and also space.
啊，有时候你的另外一半因为工作或者环境的关系，啊，他要离开家庭。
Sometimes your other half, maybe because of work and the environment, they must leave home.
尤其我们移民的啊，这个家庭也有很多这种情况。
And especially as families like us, when we immigrate here, there's many kinds of situations like this.
哦，但是祷告是最宝贵的。
But praying for one another is something that's very precious.
哦，因为它超越时间空间。
Because it has surpassed time and space.
而且夫妻能够同心祷告。
And if husbands and wives can pray with one heart together,
就像马太福音十八章所讲的
，It's just like what's recorded in Matthew chapter 18.
你们两个人同心合意在地上祷告，求什么，我必成全。
Whatever you pray, for together in this world, together, I will grant you.
而且在祷告当中
，And within prayer,
我们也看见神在中间。与我们同在。
We can see the abidance of God among us.
哦，所以祷告是很美的。
So praying is something that's very beautiful.
啊，也是很重要的。
And something that's very important as well.
那这个彼得在这边谈到这个婚姻观。
And here Peter talks about marriage.
哦，给我们有一个很好的方向去学习。
Gives us a very good direction for us to follow and learn.
哦，但是有些时候。
But sometimes.
啊，夫妻之间难免也会有争吵。
There might be some quarrels between husbands and wives.
但在争吵当中
But within these quarrels,
有时候也是难免的。
And some of things, it's hard to not happen.
哦，但是他必须要去学习。
But you must learn from that situation.
啊，所以有一本书里面这样写。
So there's this book that wrote this.
哦，说夫妻的争吵有他的游戏规则。
There are rules to this game of quarrel between husbands and wives.
你要把吵架当作正常的吵架。
You must have quarrels in a way that it seems as if it's very regular.
但是不能常常吵架。
But you cannot fight or quarrel one another often.
也不能缓常。
But you cannot also fight at all times.
常常跟缓常是不对的。
Often and also at irregular times is not right.
要用正常的一个态度。
To use a correct attitude.
哦，比如说你在吵架的时候。
For example, when you're quarreling.
可能就是角度的问题啊。
Maybe sometimes it's because of different concepts and perspectives.
因为两个人不是在论是非啊。
Because you're not saying what is right and what is wrong.
他没有说谁对谁错。
But there is no right or wrong.
可能两个人就是角度不一样。
Maybe because they're just looking at different perspectives.
所以你要用角度来看待问题。
So you need to look at this problem with different perspectives.
那能够达到一个共识。
And to find this mutual ground.
哦，不是说你对我错。
There should not be you're right and I'm wrong.
再来就是不要只讲理。
And next, you should not only talk about logical thinking.
因为讲理就会论是非咯。
Because once you talk about logic and the things that actually happen,
哦，要讲,
then you'll start to have differentiate right and wrong.
要讲情,
you need to talk about feelings.
才会显出那份爱跟关怀。
And only when you talk about feelings, then you will show this compassion and love.
哦，所以这个夫妻之间要以情理同住。
So between husbands and wives, you need to have logic and also emotions and feelings combined.
就是要讲情，不要只讲理。
Which means you should not only talk about logic, but also feelings should be brought within.
还有吵架的时候，不要在第三者面前。
And when you're quarreling one another, there should not be a third person there.
尤其是你的父母。
Especially if it's your parents.
看到你们夫妻吵架了。
If your parents see you quarreling with one another,
他是多难过啊。
Do you know how sad the parents would be?
也不要在孩子面前吵架。
And do not fight in front of your children as well.
因为孩子他会看。
Because their children will look at this.
有时候给他一个负面的影响。
And sometimes it will have a negative effect on them.
要吵架可以找一个空旷的地方去吵。
And if you really want to fight and quarrel, you should go to an open space.
哦，我们这外面有些地方风景很漂亮啊。
And sometimes in Vancouver, there are very beautiful places with beautiful scenery.
吵一吵就结束了嘛。
And you can have quarrels, and it should end there.
不要在第三者面前。
Do not quarrel or fight within a third person.
但是也不要加油添醋。
But you should not add things within the topic of your fight.
有些事情不要一直在反复。
Some things should not be so repetitive.
或者又再增加一些东西。
Or to add other things within this fighting.
其实夫妻在吵架的时候。
And during times of quarrel between husbands and wives.
要学习认输啦。
You have to learn to surrender.
你能够认输就是赢啦。
Once you surrender, you've won.
夫妻没有谁是赢的嘛。
Because there is really no winner in a fight.
哪一个是输的。
Because it's hard to say who's the loser, because it's the same.
所以先认输的就是赢。
So therefore, if you first surrender, then you win.
哎，他是最勇敢的。
Because you're the most brave.
所以有一句话说，床头吵，床尾和啊。
So there's a saying that says, you'll fight, but then it will end very soon.
哦，以前有一个故事啦。
And there's a story.
说有一对夫妻常常吵架嘛。
There was this husband and wife that fight with one another very often.
啊，常常争吵不休。
And they always fight, and it's never ending.
但是他们家养了一只很聪明的鹦鹉嘛。
But they have this parrot in their house that was very smart.
这一只鹦鹉哦，很会学人家讲话。
And this this parrot was able to imitate what people say.
那日积月累哈，这个鹦鹉就记了很多他们吵架的话。
And as time goes by, this parrot has imitated a lot of the content of during the time when they quarrel with one another.
有一天刚好这对夫妻哈出门去旅游了。
And there one time when this husband and wife went on vacation.
那邮差啊就送了一个东西来。
And then the mailman had sent something to their house.
啊，邮差就按铃了。
And therefore the mailman rang the doorbell.
可是里面那只鹦鹉就说哈，我不听。
And then the parrot inside would say, I will not listen to you.
邮差又说，有人在家吗？
And then the mailman said, is there anyone at home?
结果这个鹦鹉说，你给我闭嘴。
And then this parrot says, shut up.
那个邮差说，你有挂号包裹的东西。
And then this mailman said, you have something that you must sign for this package.
哎，这个鹦鹉说，哦，关我什么事啊？
And then this parrot says, it's none of my business.
那邮差说你拿印章来领啊。
And then this mailman said, you have to bring out your stamp.
那鹦鹉说我才懒得理你呢。
And then the parrot said, I do not care about you at all.
邮差又说哦，到邮，你到邮局去领。
And then the mailman said, fine, then you can get this from the post office.
啊，那个鹦鹉说哦，你给我滚。
And then the parrot said, please leave now, get out.
哦，结果那个说你给我开门啊。
And then the mailman said, open the door.
哦，那个鹦鹉说我才不要呢。
And then the parrot said, no way.
这个邮差就想到说我今天是招谁惹谁了。
And this mailman thought to himself, what did I do wrong?
啊，结果那个鹦鹉说你活该。
And then this parrot said, well, it's your problem.
邮差最后说啊，算了算了。我要走了啦。
And the mailman said, fine, fine, I'll leave.
那个鹦鹉说你走了就永远不要再回来。
And then the parrot said, if you want to leave, then don't you dare come back.
哦，这个是报纸写的啦。
This is what's written on the newspaper.
是不是真的有这只鹦鹉？
If it's true that there is this parrot that exists.
是不是真的有这对夫妻？
And is it true that there is this couple?
或许呀，这个夫妻吵架的言辞连鹦鹉都会写。
And maybe the things that the husbands and wives fight about, even the parrot can imitate.
哦，那何况说有时候孩子。
And not to say of our children.
他也会看呢。
Our children will see.
就没有正面的教育。
Then there is no positive way of educating them.
所以我们应该让家庭和谐。
So we need to bring this peace within the family.
夫妻恩爱。
For husbands and wives to love one another.
啊，以前我们教会有一个弟兄。
In the past, there was this brother in our church.
啊，有位长辈问他了。
And an elderly member asked him this.
说你们结婚之后都没有吵过架吗？
Did you not have any kind of fights or quarrel after you got married?
他说没有呢，我们结婚之后都从来不吵架的。
He said no, never, not even once.
他说为什么？
And this elderly member asked why.
他说我家哦，男人管大事，女人管小事。
And he said, because in our household, the men will take care of the big things, and the woman will take care of the minor things.
啊，我们结了婚之后，哦，家里都没有发生大事。
And because after we got married, nothing big happened in our household.
因为我们常常把大事化小事。
Because we have made all the big problems into small ones.
所以就没有事了嘛。
Therefore, there was nothing.
他说，如果啊，我们夫妻两个人意见一样的时候，就听我的了。
But if we have the same perspectives, then she'll listen to me.
哦，就是她丈夫说听我的，夫妻两个人意见一样，听我的。
So if the wife and the husband both have the same perspective, then she'll listen to me.
啊，意见不一样的时候就听太太的。
And if we have different perspectives, then I'll listen to my wife.
哦，所以他们就没有什么争吵了。
Therefore, there was no quarrels or fighting.
哦，不过人跟人相处当然要有良性的沟通。
Of course, between men and men, when we are together, we need to have this good conversation.
哦，如果没有良性的沟通，
if we do not have positive conversation,
有时候就会彼此受伤害，
then we'll hurt one another.
啊，所以我们说夫妻之间不但要彼此欣赏，
so,
互相赞美。
So not only between husbands and wives, we need to admire one another and to praise one another.
哦，这个心灵契合也是很重要。
And to have this peace at heart is also very important.
哦，不要常常说是你们的，你们的家。
Don't always talk about this is your house.
应该要想到说是我们的。
You have to think in a way that this is our house.
因为是一体，是一起的。
Because we're of one body, so therefore we're together.
啊，以前乡下有一个故事。
There was a story that was happening in the village.
有一对新娘嫁到新郎的家里。
And there was this woman that she became a wife to this man.
啊，这个晚上的时候。
And at night.
啊，这个新娘就跟新郎说了。
And then this this wife said to this husband this.
啊，你们家的老鼠啊，在偷吃哈，哦，啊这个。你们家的米。
And she said, your mice in your house is eating up all the rice that's in your house.
因为她刚嫁过来，所以都是你们的。
Because she just married into this new household, therefore she addresses everything as your household.
过了一段时间。
And after a while.
这个老鼠又来偷吃米了。
This mouse comes to eat the rice that they have again.
这个新娘就跟新郎说了，跟她的丈夫说。
And then this wife said to her husband.
啊，你们家的老鼠在偷吃我们家的米了。
And she said, your mouse in your house is eating our rice.
因为老鼠是你们养的嘛，米是我们一起吃的啊。
Because the mouse is owned by your household, and therefore the rice is ours for to eat.
后来又过了一段时间了。
And after a while,
一样老鼠来偷吃米了。
The same mouse comes to eat the rice.
现在变成说我们家的老鼠在偷吃我们家的米。
Now she has said our mouse in our house is eating our rice.
已经变成一样的。
Because everything has become the same.
是一起在关心的。
Because everything you care about together.
所以夫妻的相处要慢慢慢慢更融洽。
So the relationship between husbands and wife should be more tender as days go by.
有的夫妻不讲话了。
There are some husbands and wives don't even talk to one another anymore.
有一个丈夫下班以后发现妻子不见了。
And there was this husband after he got off work, he came home and realized the wife was no longer there.
因为他们吵过架了。
Because they have had their fights.
妻子不在家里啊。
And the wife was not at home.
结果发现哦，餐桌上有一个字条了。
And he found on the dining room that there is a slip.
结果字条一拿起来看。
And on the slip it wrote.
它上面写说，晚餐在亨顿大全155页。
And she said that your dinner is in the cookbook, page 155.
你的宵夜在318页。
And then your dessert is on page 318.
哇，那丈夫看一看。
And then when the husband
没有晚餐，没有宵夜了。
And he didn't have dinner or even dessert.
所以有些时候。
So sometimes.
要彼此分担呐。
We need to take the workload together.
有一个丈夫要出差。
There was his husband that needed to go on a business trip.
跟他妻子说哈，你早上六点要叫我。
And he told his wife that you must wake me up at 6 in the morning.
因为我要赶飞机啊。
Because I need to go catch the plane.
但是因为夫妻都不讲话了。
But because the wife and the husband had their fight, so they don't talk to one another.
他的丈夫是写字条给他的妻子了。
And because the husband had written this slip to tell the wife this.
说早上六点叫我。
And he wrote that, wake me up at 6.
结果真的早上六点了。
And really at 6 o'clock in the morning.
因为他的妻子也是写字条啊。
And because the wife also returned this with a slip.
放在他的枕头下说六点了起床。
And then she wrote, it's 6, wake up.
所以一睡睡过头了。
And after he woke up, and the time has already passed 6.
夫妻之间可以谈话的，不是用传字条的。
Because between husbands and wife, we should not just pass notes. There should be a conversation.
所以生活中要互相的学习跟追求。
So between in our daily lives, there should be more learning of one another and to pursue of understanding of one another.
有一个这个圣经里面告诉我们。
And in the Bible, it tells us,
不可含怒到日落。
We should not hold our anger until the sun dawns.
我们来看这个以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
26节。
Verse 26.
四章二十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 26.
生气不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不要给魔鬼留地步。夫妻在生活中啊，不要惹气。
And between husbands and wives in our daily life, we should not hold our anger.
也不要含怒到日落。
And we should not hold our anger until the sun goes down.
就是说不要长久怀怒了。
Which means that you should not hold that hatred or anger in your heart for a long period of time.
人的心情很奇怪。
It's very odd, the feelings of human beings.
有时候一吵架，心情都不舒服。
Sometimes when you have a fight, all the feelings are wrong.
所以这个叫做情绪伤害。
So sometimes you try to hurt one another with their feelings.
那这个情绪伤害的时候啊，不是伤害自己，也会伤害对方。
And once you're hurt emotionally, not only will you hurt yourself, but hurt the other person.
所以现代的人就比较有一个观念，要情绪管理。
So the people of the recent times, they have this perspective and concept that you need to keep and to maintain our good feelings.
那什么叫做情绪管理？
Then what is the maintenance of our emotions?
你要处理事情的时候，先要处理你的心情。
When you need to sort out a problem, please sort out your emotions first.
因为有时候心情会影响我们处理事情。
Because sometimes our emotions will affect the way how we handle things.
所以不含怒到日落，也不要给魔鬼留地步。
So if we do not hold our anger until the sun goes down, and we should not also let the devil and leave a foothold for the devil.
所以圣经里面说夫妻要学习饶恕。
So in the Bible it tells us that we should learn to have mercy and forgiveness for one another, for husbands and wives. 我们来看路加福音。 Let's turn to Gospel of Luke.
路加福音第六章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章的三十七节。
Chapter 6 verse 37.
你们不要论断人，也不被论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪；你们要饶恕人，就蒙饶恕。这个中文饶恕说是释放。
And in the Chinese version of forgiven, it means to let go, to give freedom to.
你如果不会去饶恕他，你心里不释放的。
And if you're not able to forgive the other person, then you do not have this freedom in your heart.
家里面婆媳也是一样啊。
It's the same for in-laws.
要去饶恕，你心里才会释放。
Only when you're able to forgive one another, then your heart will be free.
那这样在灵修上就会成长。
Then you will grow spiritually.
所以在这个圣经里面。
So in the Bible.
也教导我们很多道理。
It also teaches us of many teachings.
所以夫妻在生活当中信仰上要共同来追求成长。
Not only husbands and wives need to pursue for this spiritual cultivation.
那箴言三十一章也谈到这个夫妻啊。啊，他是殷勤工作的，家庭的经济也能够稳定。
And in Proverbs chapter 31, there it mentions that husbands and wives need to work hard in their lives so that the family is stable.
所以我们来看这个阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to Amos.
我们来看阿摩斯书第三章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter
3. 阿摩斯书三章三节。
Amos chapter 3 verse 3.
两人若不同心，岂能同行呢？夫妻要同心同行。
Husbands and wives need to walk together, and also their hearts should be together.
那这样就会成长。
And only then that you can grow.
能够让这个爱永不止息。
So that this love will be never ending.
我们再来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇一百二十八篇。
Psalms chapter 128.
诗篇一百二十八篇。
Psalms 128.
第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 to 6.
这里面是谈到一个全家福的美景。
Here it talks about a beautiful picture of a family.
它里面谈到要敬畏神，遵守神的道理。
Here it talks about how we should obey God's orders and his will.
做丈夫的殷勤工作。
The husband will work.
事情顺利。
And we'll work hard and things will go well.
妻子呢能够在家里爱丈夫爱儿女。
And the wife will take care of the family and also love the children and also love the husband.
好像多结果子的葡萄树。
It's just like like a fruitful vine.
那这个家庭是非常完美的。
And this household will be very complete.
所以我们要一起这样来追求。
So we need to all pursue after this.
能够让神的恩典临到我们每个家庭。
So that the blessings and the grace of the Lord may come upon our family.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And may the Lord bless all of us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.